KFM Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.
And Nice Niall has been receiving some shout-outs. Would love a shout-out from my new business inside, outmaps.com. He makes handcrafted 3D wall maps of countries, counties and townlands. We have a range of maps already made, but are happy and eager to take on commissions of your area of interest. InsideOutMaps.com. And thank you, Shane. Greetings to Team SBS from Tara in Centrepiece Rosettes. We have had Centrepiece Rosettes on the programme after our visit to you. Our new machines arrived and rosettes and sashes are flying out. Taken on new member to the team. Well done, you guys. And have sent rosettes to the US. Well done twice. Also, we'll be representing Kildare in the Enterprise Mark in the ploughing. So please, or the Marquee in the ploughing. So please come and visit Team SBS. We will try. Hello, gang. Heads up about fitness and wellness event taking place on the 19th of August in Limerick. Jess Keniston of Fitsteps Training wants to bring well-being inspiration to those who can't travel to all the fab events in Dublin. Dave and I are delighted to be presenting Strong by Zumba at the event, and several Team SBS favourites will be exhibiting and contributing to the goodie bags. Check out FIT, that's F-I-T-T, West, FIT West Summer Party on Eventbrite, or find the link on her tweet. That's from Tras, our favourite Trasa Sprague of Revolution Project. Now, I have more of those. They're still coming into Nice Niall. 0874 100 102 live at todayfm.com. We'll get him. And we are now going to go to the sneaky ones, because we love a sneaky one on the Sunday Business Show. They're the businesses that quietly get on with life under the radar, growing a worldwide business. Novalia is one of those. It's won a rake of awards, including the Grand Prix at the Startup of the Year Awards, as well as the National Startup Awards. And why is that? And why have you not heard of them until now? Well, the boss, Anita Finnegan, has some explaining to do. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, and thank you for that introduction. Great to be here.
Well, you have a story to tell, because you are not a winner, a double winner, a treble winner. You have one. You have 12 people working for you. You're looking for another 60 odd, if I'm right. That's not bad, is it?
No, it's not. We see great growth ahead of us and an exciting couple of years.
Well, you better tell the world what you do.
All right. So Novalia specialise in providing software solutions to assist medical device manufacturers conduct cybersecurity risk assessments on their connected medical devices.
Now, talk me through what that actually means. I have a medical device, and you, what do you do?
So basically, it's a pretty new industry. Medical device cybersecurity hasn't been a consideration to our domain for very long, but we have over recent years identified the fact that these connected medical devices are actually vulnerable and they're open to cybersecurity attacks. So regulation has stepped in. The FDA are now governing this space, and they ensure that manufacturers implement certain processes and procedures when they're developing their product, and then they conduct ongoing monitoring of cybersecurity vulnerabilities for their product once it's actually in use. So consider an implantable product like a pacemaker embedded in a human body. A manufacturer needs to be able to stand over the cybersecurity of that product and demonstrate what they're doing to the FDA, the governing body. So what our platform does, our software platform, it takes care of all of that. It essentially behaves as a cybersecurity subject matter expert in an organization. So it's like a consultant as a service. Our platform guides manufacturers through the processes of implementing those cybersecurity risk assessment processes, allows them to continuously monitor for new vulnerabilities. And once we identify a new vulnerability in our platform, we actually go ahead a step further and we identify the fix or the patch that might be available for that product.
And what has brought you, Anita Finnegan, to know all about this kind of stuff?
So Novalia is actually a spin-out from Dundalk Institute of Technology. And going a step further, it's actually a spin-out from my own PhD research.
So are you Dr. Anita Finnegan?
I am almost Dr. Anita Finnegan.
Because it wasn't on my running order, because I love giving people their correct title. So the next time, if there is a next time, I will make sure to call you Dr. Anita Finnegan.
Thank you.
So what is your doctorate in?
Medical device cybersecurity. So, you know, I embarked on this research a number of years back. At that time, medical device cybersecurity was, you know, there were whispers in the industry that this might be a thing at some point in the future. I took a risk, a bit of a gamble on it. And essentially, while I was doing that research, I got, because I was one of the first global researchers to look at this space, I got a lot of attention from the FDA, the international standards communities. And then I was very fortunate that Enterprise Ireland awarded me a commercialization fund to essentially take what I did in my PhD and develop a commercial product out of it.
And then you went to further afield. You did go to Silicon Valley, correct?
I did. I participated in Enterprise Ireland's Access Silicon Valley program.
Thumbs up, double thumbs up for Enterprise Ireland so far. What else have they done for you?
Well, they're actually an investor in our company. So
three
major thumbs up for Enterprise Ireland. Once we spun out of Dundalk Institute of Technology, they came on board with our existing Casino Venture Partners investor as a co-investor.
And you have big plans.
We have big plans. So our market is the US. Our target market is the US. We've opened an office in Boston last year. We have 4 employees out there. And we're essentially growing the company over there. I'm spending more and more time in the US and also growing our development team here in Ireland.
And you have an ambition, I think stated ambition, to have up to 78 people, is it 76 people? I don't want to over-egg it. So it's a large number within 5 years, is it?
Yeah, within 5 years. So
of course, those targets will be blown out of the water when you go huge.
Well, yes, that's the plan. We hope so. This year, we're currently 12 people, like you said. We hope to see about 30 people this year.
Who are you trying to hire? You better shout out because people will be listening.
Sure. So developers, software developers, Java developers are always a need for us.
To be based in Dundalk or do you care?
No, to be based in Dundalk. Everything must be done on site for us. And, you know, people from across the business perspective, we have all our sales roles will stay in the US or in our target market area. But everything other than that, from admin to marketing to development, will all be based in Dundalk.
So if you want a job on the East Coast,
outside
of Dublin, that's not a bad place to be. Funding, are you funded?
We are funded. So as I said, Casino Venture Partners and Enterprise Ireland were our seed investors.
And you need more?
We are currently in the process of doing a round and hope to be able to announce something good on that in the coming week or so.
Oh, come on, tell us now.
I cannot.
Do you hear that? Ruth. Hey, I'm asking Ruth Devaney. She has a big story to tell us and she won't tell us. How much money are you hoping to raise?
Hoping to raise $2.5 million.
Well done, you. It sounds like you've done it. Well done. Congratulations, and we will share in your success. Do give us a phone back on next Sunday if you have raised it, will you?
Of course I will.
Okay. So anybody who wants to find you, they will find you at... Why is Novalia called Novalia?
So Nova is a bright star, guidance, and Lia is lean evaluation of assurance in healthcare.
But of course. I would have known that. Not Novalia. We will put that all up onto the website, novalia.com, if you want a job up in Dundalk and with a hugely growing company. That is the boss, Anita Finnegan, almost PhD. I'd love to. I'll say it. Dr. Anita Finnegan.
Well, thank you.
Will that
you
put the hex on you, will it?
Yeah, maybe.
Well done, you. That is a fantastic story. And it's only just beginning. Well done, you. We are going to take a quick break, after which we will be looking at a niche little business about getting out of jail.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show
with Avant Card, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.